Maple Weekend is a celebration of the state's first agricultural harvest of the season, maple syrup.
It's not just a sweetener. It's a condiment. It's an all-natural product, which is wild-grown.
Eric Randall, president of the North American Maple Syrup Council, says the spring ritual started out as an educational outreach for local maple producers 22 years ago.
10 of us, 10 sugar makers in Western New York, came up with the idea of hosting an open house and invite the public into our sugar houses. It took off on a trajectory unlike anything I've ever seen. And today, there are about 160 sugar houses across the state that participate.
Randall says what started out as Maple Sunday has evolved into two Maple Weekends, and they attract thousands of people from all walks of life.
The Maple Weekend Festival, and that's what it is, where we invite the public in, is one of the nicest things, where families, people of all ages, come, and it's free, it's open to the public, and they really, really enjoy not only learning about the process, but seeing how it's done, being a part of it, being one with that part of nature.
There's also a delicious aroma of fresh-made syrup, and visitors are able to taste a variety of maple products. Randall says more than 50 producers across Western New York are taking part.
Every single one of them is different. Some sugar houses will open and have treats. Some have horse-drawn rides. Some have woods walks. You can walk through the sugar bushes. Some have historic displays.
And some locations offer pancake breakfast. Randall says his family's been producing syrup locally since 1848. He says the technology's changed, but the process remains the same.
It's a centuries-old process of simple evaporation of a tremendous amount of water to get the sweet liquid that we enjoy as maple syrup.
And speed is everything, he says. Raw sap not only spoils if it gets too warm outside, but faster processing ensures a higher quality syrup. Randall has about 3,000 taps on his lot in the Genesee County town of Alexander. But he says buckets hanging on trees have been replaced by miles of food-grade plastic tubing connected to stainless steel tanks in the sugar house.
We have just under 25 miles of food-grade tubing network in our woodlots.
New York State is the second largest producer of maple syrup in the United States, and Randall says New York has a significant role globally.
Last year's production was between 700,000 and 800,000 gallons in New York State alone. We make probably about a fifth of the world production.
For Western New York, the maple industry's economic impact is pegged at about $40 million annually.
It's one of those delightful agricultural commodities where we actually don't produce enough for the consuming public that we have in New York. So there's room for advancement, and that's hard to say in agricultural commodities with overproduction in some places.
Maple Weekend is March 18th and 19th and March 25th and 26th. More information is available online at mapleweekend.com. Chris Kaya, WBFO News.